Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and really excited today about the guest that we have. A good friend of mine, Phil Scheibel, told me about Jen Collins, a friend of his who's been a real encouragement to him and his wife, Tammy. And Jen actually has a blog. It's really cool. It's called Life Confetti. And it's the theme tag of it is Navigating Life with Faith, Hope, and Celebration. And so, Jen, first of all, just thanks for being on Hope Is Here.
Thank you for having me.
Well, tell us a little bit about Jen. You're a mom, you're a wife. Just tell us a little bit about you.
That's right. I am a mother of two. I have a daughter, Kalea. She'll be 13 in a couple weeks. And I have a son named Cade. He's 12. I'm married to my husband, Mike. We've been married 18 years. And I live in right outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
I got to ask a dreaded question. Are you a Steelers football fan?
I suppose. I'm not a big sports fan, but yes, you can't really live in Pittsburgh without being a Steelers fan.
Well, that is true. And I'm a lifelong Cowboys fan, so you all have broke my heart many times, but that's part of the deal. So, all right. Well, talk to us a little bit about why you decided to start writing this blog called Life Confetti.
Well, I guess it started out when I was diagnosed with cancer. I started a Facebook page, a secret Facebook page for friends and family to keep them updated with how everything was going. And through that, I shared just stories and how things were going, and I shared my faith through it. And I had several people tell me that they wished that I would write a book or that I would share more with them. And so it kind of got me thinking, and that's how Life Confetti came about. I figured I enjoyed writing. It was therapeutic to me going through treatment. And I had always written as a child. I wrote poems and short stories and all kinds of things growing up and journaled through the teenage years. And then when you become an adult and life gets busy, I kind of put that aside. I didn't have a lot of time for writing and for doing things like that for me. And it helped me through that whole process. And I just thought, well, you know what, I was surprised how many people came up to me and told me how things that I was writing, it touched them or they were inspired by it, because to me, I just felt like I'm just doing what I have to do to get through this. I never really feel very inspiring, but people kept coming up and telling me that, and I thought, you know what, I really like writing, and this is an outlet for me, and if I can help even one person or reach one person, to give them a little bit of hope or share my faith, then I figured, you know, why not? So I took a leap of faith because I'm a very quiet person by nature. It was just something, you know, to put myself out there was hard for me. But I felt like, you know, God was asking me to, you know, to bless others. And if I had a chance to do that, then I had to do it. So I kind of put my fears aside, and I remember that first night when I wrote my first blog post and I was going to make it go live, and I just said a prayer and hit publish, and that was it. That was 4 years ago, so I'm still writing.
Well, it's very, very cool. Talking with Jen Collins, she is the author of a blog. It's very just encouraging. It's called lifeconfetti.blog, and you know, of course, confetti we think about when you celebrate a special time, a birthday, an anniversary, a graduation, just mile markers. But the fact of the matter is, unfortunately, that life can be really hard, and yet I love that you've taken the positivity that comes with the word confetti and decided to encourage people through your challenging situations. I love that in your blog and the part there on the homepage on lifeconfetti.blog, if you want to look it up, there's a part where you can click on the menu about me, and after you tell about your family, your husband, and your precious children, and your awesome mom, your dad's in heaven like mine already, but you put on there, I have cancer, but that is not what defines me. Can you kind of elaborate on that a little bit, please?
Yes, I have cancer. I have stage 4 metastatic breast cancer, but that's not, I live with cancer. I don't have cancer. I have cancer, but I'm just living with it. Like, it's not my entire existence, and I never want to be that. I always joke with my friends, I don't want to be anybody's token cancer friend. Like, I'm just Jen. I don't want to be, oh, that's the girl with cancer. That's not how I live my life, and that's not who I want people to see me as. That's not, it's not who I am. It's just what I have.
Well, and the thing I love about it, you know, you want to encourage people with your faith and give them hope and to celebrate life, and yet I think it's great. You've got a picture of you underneath that statement there about I have cancer, but that is not what defines me. A picture of you with a T-shirt on says cancer sucks.
Yes.
And it does.
I wore that to my oncology appointment a couple times. It does. It's a horrible disease. I've lost many friends and family members from it, but it's not what, I don't want to live my life just constantly consumed by the fact that I have cancer. And when I was diagnosed the first time, it was in 2012, I went through chemo and double mastectomy, radiation, and I was taking medicine after, and I went through all of that and kind of thought I was done. I was technically cancer-free for almost 3 years, and then it came back and in my bones, and there were spots found in my lungs, and I was told I had stage 4 metastatic breast cancer. And with that carries a prognosis of up to about 3 years. And by the grace of God, I passed that 3-year mark this past October. So I don't consider the statistics, I guess. They're always in the back of my head, but I feel like God makes that ultimate decision. And doctors can't give me an expiration date, so I figure God's not through with me yet, so I'm just going to keep going. And I can't live my life if I'm constantly consumed with the fact that I have cancer.
Just tuned in, we're talking with Jen Collins. She lives in outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and she's got a really cool blog that would encourage a lot of people that if you're going through a challenging season of life called lifeconfetti.blog. It's lifeconfetti.blog. And Jen, I love also in your section, you know, where you tell about yourself, you've got a quote on there. You said, it only took 40-something years, a terminal cancer diagnosis, and a life of ups and downs. But I finally know and am totally comfortable with exactly who I am. I love that quote because I think so many people always want to compare their lives to others and think, if I just had this or if this happened, then I would be happy. So can you kind of elaborate what you meant by that? You know, you put that on your blog, and then you elaborated that on there. Can you share with us about that, please?
Yeah, sure. I grew up very insecure and shy and not very confident in myself, even though my family gave me, my dad was my best cheerleader ever, and my mom as well. But I was always just kind of hesitant to share a lot of myself. I was just kind of afraid, okay, if I say something, like, is someone going to think that's crazy? Or I just never wanted to put myself out there so much. And then as I grew up a little older, I sort of, with age comes wisdom, and you kind of let go of a lot of those young adult insecurities, and you become more of who you are. But then when I was living my life, I owned 2 child care centers. I was super busy. I was a mom, a wife. I ran 2 businesses. And then boom, like, you have cancer, and my whole world came tumbling down. And what I always say that I was diagnosed on the 31st of August, so I always say that I was a different Jen on August 31st than I was on August 30th, because everything changed. And I started to let go of all those insecurities and all the things that I was worried about and just focus on what mattered. And that was my kids and my husband and my mom and my friends and people and all those relationships. And all that other stuff, like, just didn't matter. It just kind of went away. And so with that, when you let go of all of that and just focus on God, focus on your family, on your faith, and just realize that, God made me the way I am. That's who I was supposed to be. That's who I was made to be. And denying all of those things that make me because I'm worried that somebody else is, going to find that odd or peculiar, that's almost, doing a disservice to what God did for me. So kind of just let all of that go when I got sick and I started focusing on what really mattered and letting all that other stuff just go. And it's so incredibly freeing. And so now, I look at things differently. I have a different perspective. Even through you know, hard times, like I can always find something to be grateful for. And I just feel like a new person through that experience. And through all of that, you know, I am comfortable with who I am. And that was such a blessing. And yeah, it took getting cancer to and some age and experience, but I feel like I'm finally here, and I need to let a lot of the things that bothered me before go so that I can truly enjoy the life that I'm living and the life that I have left.
Well, I also liked on your blog, on your homepage, and your section about me, you said, some people chase storms. I chase sunsets.
Yes.
My pet peeves are miserable people, wet sleeves, and cluttered counters. At times, my life is a little sad, a little scary, and a lot of crazy. Most of the time, though, my life is a whole lot of joy. But no matter what comes my way, I will always choose joy. So it really is a choice, isn't it, if you're going to have joy in your life?
Yes, absolutely. You can choose. You can choose to look at a situation any way you want. A lot of people come up to me and say, "I don't know how you do it. If I was in your shoes, I would just be in a ball on the couch." And I don't believe that for a second. I feel like people do what they need to do when they need to do it, and that's all I'm doing. But what good would that do? I mean, God has blessed me with this extra time, so that that's not going to serve him to sit in a ball and cry on the couch. You got to get out there and live and experience and just enjoy life. Everything around us, it's all a gift, and if we don't embrace it, then we're missing out.
Well, I love, you know, it's easy to choose joy and you get your health good, you got lots of money in the bank, your family relationships are good, the weather's good, and your favorite team's winning, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I love that you talk about, you know, I choose joy, and you said, I'm going to write about life and hope and celebration. I'm going to do what I promise, even if I don't know what the future holds.
Right.
And I think that's one of the things that, I guess, going through this cancer, you know, had it once and then it came back, you know, a second time now. And I guess we kind of realize we really don't control the future, do we?
No, we don't have any control over it. So it's just like when I have scans every 3 months. And a lot of times those happen to be close to the end of the week and I'll have to wait out the weekend to find out the results. I have to go get scans every few months to make sure that my cancer is not progressing, because right now it's been stable for the last few years. So every 3 months I have to go get a scan, and then I have to wait. And I've kind of learned, I used to be so scared, they call it scanxiety, because you're so worried about those results. But then I've learned that, okay, I can take these 2 days, and I can worry through them, and then at the end of the day I'm going to find out the results. And I'm either going to have wasted those 2 days worrying because I got good results, or I'm going to waste those last couple days I have before I have to start a new chapter in this cancer journey. So I've learned to just let it be. Be patient, put it in God's hands. There's nothing I can do. The results are what they are. I just need to pray through it and be prepared to just walk whatever walk I have to, but know that God will be right beside me.
Well, that's going to wrap up our time today with Jen Collins. She is the author of a tremendous blog called lifeconfetti.blog. Also, you should follow her on Facebook, Life Confetti. But she's going to be with us 2 more days, as I wanted to share about an article she wrote on her blog called In the Sharing I Find Healing. And then also a great article about her precious grandma, Lessons from the Porch Swing. Tune in tomorrow as we continue our conversation with Jen Collins, the author of lifeconfetti.blog on Hope is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.